What is nail polish? Dazzle Dry Australia. Way back in the day, nail polish was actually pretty simple. The Egyptians used the henna
and the Chinese used a mixture of egg white, beeswax, gelatin, vegetable dye, etc.
etc. Today we're talking about what is nail polish? Dazzle Dry Australia. Way back in the day, nail polish was actually pretty simple. The Egyptians used the henna, and the Chinese used a mixture of egg white, beeswax, gelatin, vegetable dye, etc. Today we're talking about what is nail polish, which turns out to be neither regular nor that old. Compared to the nail polish of the ancients, nail polish of today has a lot more ingredients, because it has to do a lot more things. Let's check it out. What is nail polish? Nail polish is a veneer that can be applied to a person's fingernails or toenails to repair and protect the nail plate. The balance is adjusted more than once to improve the decorative effect and stifle damage or peeling. Nail polish contains a blend of natural polymers and a few other ingredients that provide color and texture. Nail polish comes in all shades and has a major impact on nail care and pedicure. So what is natural nail polish colors? There is no universal natural nail polish, but the range of nail polishes marketed as natural nail polish reduces the use of plastics and chemicals. In addition to the natural water-based paint, it usually contains a small amount of plastic, usually in the form of polyurethane or copolymers, and natural colors. Plastic is used as a binder. Natural nail polish is solvent-free or low-solvent, odorless and non-toxic nail polish. It does not remove natural oils from nails and does not dry them like regular nail polish. When was nail polish invented? When you're putting your nail polish on your nail, have you ever wondered when was nail polish created, when did nail polish become popular, and how was nail polish invented? Let's go through the colorful history of nail polish to know when was nail polish made and the interesting adventure of nail polish from the factories to the customers. The first people to paint their nails were probably in Bronze Age India and probably used henna for this purpose. Using henna as a dye for body art was so common that sprinkling design and color on the nails was a natural next step. The early varnishes. From India, the example spread to China, where the Chinese took the nail game up a level sooner, or later around 3000 BCE. They made a sort of nail stain using a mix of egg whites, beeswax, gelatin, gum arabic, sap from the acacia tree, and alum, then concealed that with blossom petals, or gold or silver buildup. They further altered the looks with counterfeit nails made of silver and gold covered with diamonds or cloisonné, too. These extremely arranged and concealed nails were exclusively held for magnificent classes in a manner of speaking. Around comparable time, the Babylonians were getting into the nail game, yet it was the bosses who were wearing tone. The men pigmented their nails with coal, finely powdered sulfide, preceding taking off to war. Yet again, even among these officials, class had an effect. Higher class saints had their nails concealed with dim coal, while lower class competitors used green coal. At last, the nail design spread west across Asia and into Africa. Henna has been found painted on mummies, including their nails, yet pompous red shades were also used. Nail concealing implied class in Egypt, also. The redder one's nails in Old Egypt, the more power the individual had. Sovereign Nefertiti, stepmother of King Tutankhamun, wore dull red nails, a concealing rumored to have blood in it. Cleopatra is said to have painted her nails from the juice of the henna plant, which made a significant, consumed concealing. Women of lower rank were allowed to wear pastel tones in a manner of speaking. Colored creams and buffing. Shaded nails went on in notoriety, particularly by the Renaissance era, when exchange with nations Asia opened up. Shading and bejeweling nails hit one more high in 18th century French courts, where stunning styles were the rage. By the Victorian era, ladies were making tones with colored creams and clear stains. Ladies additionally were utilizing colored cream shines on their nails to give them a sparkle. They'd apply the gentle rough and buff it to a sparkly look. In any case, it invested in some opportunity to apply the powder cream clean and buff each nail to a sparkle. In 1916, Cutex changed that when it presented its first clear nail veneer. Painting a layer of gleam on fingernails turned out to be a lot more straightforward than polishing. Current polish. It was only after the mid-20th century that clean, as far as we might be concerned, appeared. What's more, we have the auto business to thank. During the 1920s, car paint was concocted, and not long later, French manicure Michel Manet adjusted the recipe to make hazy nail clean. Her boss, Charles Revson, knew something to be thankful for when he saw it, so he and his sibling Joseph sent off another organization, Revlon, with the principal hued nail polish in 1932. Nail trims were a long way from being the selective domain of the privileged societies now. A container of Cutex Nail Clean cost 35 pennies in 1934, a reasonable extravagance in a period of tight tote strings. At the point when America entered World War II and ladies joined the labor force on a large scale, nail treatments changed as needs be. Long nails were not going to endure while accomplishing shift work at the manufacturing plant. Even the New York Times ran solutions for engine repairman hands. Rather than attempting to keep up splendidly painted nails, ladies maintaining manual sources of income turned around to clear clean, or in any event, polishing with cream clean. After Manet imagined hued nail veneer, ladies were having their nails covered from base to tip with strong shadings. Yet, it didn't take some time before the French nail treatment turned into a sign of manicured complexity. Rather than utilizing two tones, as we frequently do today, ladies would leave the moon at the foundation of the nail and the tip totally and cautiously unpainted. Dark nail stain was presented during the 1930s, however there's no proof of any fighters finishing their nails a la the Babylonians. Simultaneously in England, ladies were having scenes painted onto their nails, a degree of detail not endeavored since the Chinese cloisonné nails of almost 5,000 years prior. What is in nail polish? Nail polish is a sort of polish that is utilized to brighten fingernails and toenails. Since it must be solid, adaptable, and opposed chipping and stripping, Nail Clean contains various synthetic compounds. Here is a gander at the synthetic synthesis of Nail Clean and the capacity of every one of the fixings. Compound composition of nail polish. Essential clear nail clean can be produced using nitrocellulose broke up in butyl acetic acid derivation or ethyl acetic acid derivation. The nitrocellulose frames a sparkly film as the acetic acid derivation dissolvable vanishes. Be that as it may, most cleans contain a broad rundown of fixings. Solvents. Solvents are fluids used to blend different fixings in nail clean to yield a uniform item. Normally, the first ingredients in nail clean are solvents. When you apply the clean, the solvents vanish away. The sum and sort of dissolvable decide how thick a clean is and the way in which long it will take to dry. Instances of solvents incorporate ethyl acetic acid derivation, butyl acetic acid derivation, and liquor. Toluene, xylene, and formalin or formaldehyde are poisonous synthetic substances that were once normal in nail clean, however are seldom tracked down now, or tracked down just in low fixations. Film formers. Film formers are synthetic compounds that structure the smooth surface on a layer of nail clean. The most widely recognized film previous is nitrocellulose. Gums. Gums cause the film to stick to the nail bed. Tars are fixings that add profundity, sparkle, and hardness to the film of nail clean. An illustration of a polymer utilized as a pitch in nail clean is tosilamide formaldehyde tar. Plasticizers. While gums and film formers invigorate clean and sparkle, they produce a fragile veneer. Plasticizers are synthetic compounds that assist with keeping shine adaptable and decrease the opportunity that it will break or chip, which they do by connecting to polymer chains and expanding the distance between them. Camphor is a typical plasticizer. Colors. Shades are synthetic substances that add tone to nail clean. A shocking assortment of synthetic substances might be utilized as nail clean colors. Normal shades incorporate iron oxides and other colorants, for example, you'd find in paint or stain. Pearls. Nail clean that has a shimmery or glittery impact might contain pearlescent minerals, like titanium dioxide or ground mica. A few shines might contain pieces of plastic sparkle, or different added substances that produce a unique outcome. Extra ingredients. Nail shines might contain thickening specialists, for example, sterile conium hectorite, to hold different fixings back from isolating and to make the clean simpler to apply. A few shines contain bright channels, for example, benzophenone 1, which assist with forestalling staining when the clean is presented to daylight, or different types of bright light. How is nail polish made? Early strategies for making nail polish utilized an assortment of techniques that today look charmingly crude. One normal strategy was to blend cleaned pieces of film and other cellulose with liquor and castor oil and pass on the combination to douse for the time being in a covered holder. The blend was then stressed, shaded, and perfumed. However unmistakable as nail clean, the item was a long way from what we have accessible today. The cutting-edge fabrication process is an exceptionally complex activity using profoundly talented labors, progressed hardware, and even mechanical technology. The present purchasers expect a nail clean to apply without a hitch, uniformly, and effectively, to set moderately rapidly, and to be impervious to chipping and stripping. Furthermore, the clean ought to be dermatologically harmless. Blending the color in with nitrocellulose and plasticizer. The colors are blended in with nitrocellulose and plasticizer utilizing a 2-roll differential speed factory. This plant crushes the color between a couple of rollers that can work with speeding up as the shade is ground down. The objective is to deliver fine scattering of the shading. A variety of this factory is the Banbury mixer, utilized additionally in the creation of elastic for elastic groups. When appropriately and completely processed, the combination is eliminated from the plant in sheet structure, and afterward separated into little chips for blending in with the dissolvable. The blending is acted in treated steel pots that can hold somewhere in the range of 5 to 2,000 gallons. Hardened steel should be utilized in light of the fact that the nitrocellulose is very responsive within the sight of iron. The pots are jacketed so the combination can be cooled by circling cold water, or one more fluid around the outside of the pot. The temperature of the pot, and the pace of cooling, are constrained by the two PCs and specialists. This progression is performed in an extraordinary room or region intended to control the perils of fire and blast. Most present-day production lines play out this progression in a space with dividers that will shut in assuming an alert sound and, in case of blast, with roofs that will securely pass over without jeopardizing the remainder of the design. Adding other ingredients. Materials are blended in electronic, shut pots. Toward the finish of the cycle, the blend is cooled somewhat before the expansion of such different materials as fragrances and creams. The combination is then siphoned into more modest, 55-gallon drums, and afterward shipped to a creation line. The completed nail clean is siphoned into blast-proof siphons, and afterward into more modest containers reasonable for the retail market. Where to buy nail polish? There are thousands of kinds of nail polish on the market nowadays for customers to choose from. But in Dazzle Dry Australia, one of the most famous nail polish brands Australia, we create the organic nail polish Australia like results you expect with the clean formula you deserve, long-lasting, quick-drying, non-toxic and vegan. With just 4 steps, prep nail, base coat, lacquer and top coat that you can manicure simply at home, you can have your incredible nails without spending money at the salon. For more information and pick your favorite, please visit our website https://dazzledryaustralia.com.au